What's going on? It's DeMar DeRozan from the Toronto Raptors. You are listening to SB Nation.
Now back to SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
Good stuff, as we roll on a Get It Friday, SB Nation Radio, inside the Miami Media School, across the country and around the world on SBNationLive.com. Happy you are with us on a Friday. Smiling, everyone's happy.
Hopefully, oh, it's a happy day.
Maybe even a payday for some people.
Happy, happy, happy.
Good, you want to get high?
And it's 420. Why over 420? Why? I guess 420, I mean, I get it.
Sure.
Well, all I know is that at 4:20 Eastern, it's like there should be like a moment of silence.
But why is it got to be 4:20 Eastern?
Well, 4:20 across the world, 4:20 Eastern,
and then it's not across the world.
Well, because when it's 4:20 here, it's
kind of like New Year's.
3:20 in Chicago.
It's kind of like New Year's. It's 2:20,
you know, in Denver.
You don't see that coming across the news every day.
That'd be great if they just went to like each time zone. Somebody just taking a puff. All right, man.
Officially 4:20 in China. They have 4:20 in China. This is an American holiday, right? This is just like, this is one of those American things, right?
It's actually National Cheese Fries Day.
Again, that's a U.S. thing, right? I mean, it's not National Chili Fry or Cheese Fries Day in China, right? They're not over there hamming it up for cheese fries right now, right?
Listen, from what I've seen in China, they're just happy to get some food in there, man, and everything like that. But hey, let's talk a little hockey, old-time hockey and new-time hockey with one of the best that ever played the game. Our good buddy joins us again. It's Jeremy Roenick, and he's here on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line. Jeremy, how are you, man? Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Friday. I don't know where you are in the world, but out here in the East Coast, it's actually warming up, and it's a blue sky. So
playoff,
blue sky, I love it.
We are in the hotbed of hockey. We are in Miami, Florida. That's where we find ourselves.
All right, sounds good.
And really, it's actually, I want to wish you a very happy National Cheese Fries Day today, because that's important too as well.
Maybe at one time. My retirement days, I gotta cut it down. You know what I mean?
Well, listen. I want to be Jeremy Roenick for like one day, because I look up game one of the Kings and the Golden Knights playoff series. First of all, that magnificent pregame spectacular that they got going, only in Vegas. And I guess there's a drum line, and who is there with the drum line sort of opening up the game is you, man. Who's better than that? How was that experience?
Yeah, it was really great. And you know what Vegas has been able to do this year in terms of bonding together as a team, as a city, and putting together the best season that we've ever seen an expansion team put together is exciting. And you know, to go out there and see the atmosphere, and you know, who said that Las Vegas couldn't support a pro sports team? But I will tell you what, that's one of the most electric buildings I've ever watched a hockey game in. I was so happy to be able to do that with NBC and represent NBC and show everybody, you know, how passionate that city is for their hockey team. It was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting in my house in Miami, Florida, watching the game, and I could feel that. I felt like I was there. I mean, kudos to NBC for the way they shot it and they broadcast it. But just the energy from that building was coming through my television, and that brings me something of a guy who played in the league many years, one of the great players of the sport and one of the great representatives of the sport. All of a sudden, we saw what was happening in Nashville a year ago with the excitement on their run to the Stanley Cup Finals. We've seen now what's happening in Vegas. Is it amazing to you that we're talking about Nashville and Las Vegas as hockey beds?
It's crazy, and I think that's what's great about the National Hockey League is they go into these non-traditional hockey markets, and they really throw themselves into the community, and they build hockey rinks. They do kids, kids programs, learn to skate, the street hockey, you know, anything to get a stick in the hands of a kid, get it on television so they can watch a lot of hands-on experiences. And that's what the National Hockey League is very good at, is that personal experience, that non-ego, polite, respectful, we care about you type of mentality. And they go into these these non-traditional markets, and they help those markets grow financially, you know, entertainment-wise, and they show that they care, and fans respond to that. And Nashville has been a great, you know, a great building block. You know, Vegas has just jumped out of the gates with a boom, and it's great. We have a great game, and the great thing about our game is we have wonderful, wonderful representatives that play it, that that love to give back to the community, and I think that that's well received.
Now, Jeremy, what is it about the NHL playoffs that it just seems to intensify everything about the NHL?
Well, I don't know if every June you watch that Stanley Cup get raised over a guy's head and the elation that it brings. You know, for years and years and years, it's become very, very evident that winning that trophy is one of the hardest things to do in sports, and how much exertion you have to put out, how much pain you have to put out, how tired you are day in and day out, you know, how much dedication you need away from your family to have a chance to raise that silver cup. And I think every hockey player that watches that cup get raised over the head and seeing the absolute elation that they share with their team by winning it, everybody wants to experience that. And I don't know if a lot of your listeners know this, but come April 10th, when the season ends, that's when the paychecks stop. Players do not get paid during the playoffs. They get bonuses, you know, by how far their team goes by round, but their paychecks and their salaries are done. It's about pride and playing for a championship, because that's what sports is. It's playing for a championship, and it's entertainment. And these guys play their best hockey when they have the opportunity to win a championship, and they just throw it all out on the line. I think that says a lot about NHL players.
Talking to Jeremy Roenick. You can follow him on Twitter, @Jeremy_Roenick. Retired from the NHL, now working for NBC Sports, covering the great game in the NHL. And also, you're doing great work with Kraft in the Hockeyville promotions, where you go to a town, you revamp their rink, they get a preseason game. How is that coming along? And I think we have a winner, right?
Yeah, we have a winner. It's Clinton, New York, won this year. And this is one of my favorite things that I do every year, because the National Hockey League, Kraft, USA Hockey, NHLPA, they all bond together to go out and find the America's most passionate hockey community. So this is the fourth year that's been running, and Clinton, New York, is our first representative that we've had from New York. They will receive $150,000 in arena upgrades. So that arena that's so loved and endeared by the people of Clinton are going to be able to see a new building and a lot of improvements. And then we're going to have a NBC televised preseason game there in September. So all these kids are going to get to see some NHL players come play right in that building that they truly love. And it's a great event. I think South Dakota was represented. We had Louisiana was one of the top four, and there was I think it was Vermont or New Hampshire was in the top four. But we had 75% of every arena in the United States was represented in terms of the entries into this year's Kraft Hockeyville, which is amazing. It shows how strong and how deep the hockey roots are across America. And Kraft has done a great job of going to the grassroots and helping hockey at its finest, and that's in the small towns of America.
Now, Jeremy, we only got a couple minutes left here, but I was going to ask you about that, because you got, again, runners-up in South Dakota, Shreveport, Louisiana, not necessarily known hockey areas. How important is it for the growth of the NHL that you're seeing these schools and these communities rallying around hockey?
Oh, it's huge. Because you have to understand, and hockey is not a sport that you can just go out in the backyard and play. You have to be introduced to it. You have to understand it. It costs a lot of money to do it. There are venues that you need ice time to do it. It's a very difficult game to be able to learn and enjoy. So all the little towns that we can get into, and the more kids we introduce to it, the more opportunities that, our team is, our league is going to grow in the National Hockey League. Now, Las Vegas wouldn't have been able to happen if there wasn't just an abundance of talent that's just strewn all over the National Hockey League in the world, because there's so many great players. You know, one of the best players in the National Hockey League right now is Austin Matthews, who was born in California and grew up in Arizona his entire life. I mean, who would have thought that a kid from Arizona was going to be the number one pick in the National Hockey League, or number two pick in the National Hockey League, and, number one pick, sorry, and be able to run through his first 2 years as a superstar. So it doesn't matter where it is. As long as we can introduce it to the kids, get them to understand it and love it, they're going to play it and it's going to grow.
Awesome. For more information, go to www.crafthockeyville.com, crafthockeyville.com. Jeremy, there's just never enough time when we get you on. There's so much more. Hopefully you'll come back with us, talk a little bit more NHL playoffs as the rounds get closer and we get closer to getting somebody to raid Lord Stanley's Cup, man. Thanks as always, my friend.
Hey, I would love it. I enjoyed talking to you guys, and enjoy the playoff season. It's going to be – we have some unbelievable matchups coming up here in the second round that are going to – totally bring you guys out of your seats, and I'm always available to talk to you guys when you want to talk playoff hockey.
Thanks, JR. You are the best, man. Yeah, and by the way, the Penguins going for a three-peat, by the way, trying to win their third Stanley Cup in a row. Amazing what they got going over there in Pittsburgh. Let's take a break. When we come back to the NBA. Celtics, Bucks, Red Sox on fire. Mikayla Vernada from Nesson is next.